Thanks, Pavla. We start today with football, and the most prolific scorer currently playing for the Czech national team, Milan Baroš, is expected to be out for around 2 months after breaking a bone in his foot in a game for Galatasaray against Istanbul rivals Beşiktaş at the weekend. His agent said on Monday that he was negotiating with the Turkish club to send the striker for treatment to the world-renowned German specialist Hans Wilhelm Müller Wohlfahrt. The injury means new Czech manager Michal Bílek won't be able to pick Baroš for a short tour to Dubai in the middle of next month. Former Czech international Marek Jankulovský is also set for a spell on the sidelines. The 32-year-old AC Milan defender has been suffering from an ankle injury for some time and has decided an operation can no longer be postponed. In the Czech Football League, Teplice remain in first place despite dropping 2 points at home to ČSK Budějovice at the weekend. The leaders twice came from behind in a game that ended 2-2. Level with Teplice on points are Jablonec, who secured a 1-0 away win at struggling Brno. The Czech downhill skier Šárka Záhrobská had a less than ideal start to the season on Saturday, when she failed to complete the second round of the giant slalom at Austria's Sölden. The former slalom world champion had been in 28th place after the first round, but missed a gate near the end of the second. However, despite not taking any points, Záhrobská said she felt good after the event and better than last year when she finished 47th. Finally, ice hockey, and after 20 rounds of the Czech Elite League, the Extraliga, Třinec are in first place ahead of Vítkovice and Pardubice. The leaders beat Karlovy Vary 4-2 on Sunday. Elsewhere, Sparta's crisis deepened as they lost 3-0 at home to Zlín. The Prague club are now in 9th place in the 14-club league. Pardubice, meanwhile, beat ČSKA Budějovice 4-1, but ended that game without goaltender Dominik Hašek, who sustained a muscle injury in the final period. That's all the sport for today.